Here's a puzzle that stumped scientists for generations. How could a fish possibly evolve to walk on land? The transformation seems impossible. You'd need legs instead of fins, lungs instead of gills, and entirely new ways of feeding and reproducing. What good are legs if you can't breathe air? But evolution rarely works the way we imagine. The secret lies in a simple truth. Biological innovations don't emerge when we need them. They appear long before, serving completely different purposes, waiting to be repurposed. Lungs existed before land animals. Feathers evolved before flight. And limbs developed before anything walked. Our bodies are museums of repurposed parts, each telling stories of ancient creatures that lived millions of years before us. When Napoleon invaded Egypt in 1798, his scientists discovered something extraordinary: fish that could breathe air. The Bichir possessed both gills and air sacs connected to its throat, allowing it to gulp oxygen through holes in its skull. Later explorers found similar creatures in the Amazon and Australia, air-breathing fish that had existed globally for hundreds of millions of years. This discovery shattered assumptions about evolution. We assumed lungs evolved for land, but they actually originated in water. Fish developed air-breathing organs not to survive on land, but to endure oxygen-poor ponds and swamps. The swim bladder, that balloon-like organ helping fish maintain buoyancy, and lungs develop from identical genes budding from the gut tube in embryos. They're the same structure serving different purposes. When ancient fish eventually crawled onto land, they weren't inventing something new. They were simply using equipment they already possessed in a different environment. For 30 years, paleontologist John Ostrom argued that birds descended from dinosaurs, facing ridicule from colleagues. Then, in 1997, Chinese scientists revealed fossils of a dinosaur covered in downy feathers. At the conference, Ostrom wept, his controversial work finally vindicated. Subsequent discoveries showed carnivorous dinosaurs sported various feather coverings long before flight, from simple tubes to complex feathers with central shafts. Why feathers without flight? They likely served as insulation or colorful displays for attracting mates. Flight came later, repurposing existing structures. As Darwin recognized, biological innovations never emerge during the great transitions they enable. Revolution comes through evolution's twisted paths. Inventions arise in one context and become repurposed in another. This pattern appears throughout nature, transforming life in unexpected ways. In 1864, a Paris scientist received six Mexican salamanders, adults with feathery gills living underwater. When bred, some offspring transformed into terrestrial salamanders without gills, as if one species produced two. This revealed how developmental timing drives evolution. Most salamanders undergo dramatic metamorphosis from aquatic larvae to land adults, but some skip this transformation, retaining larval features into adulthood. Even more surprising, sea squirts, stationary filter feeders, hold the key to vertebrate origins. Their free-swimming larvae possess all three vertebrate hallmarks: a dorsal nerve cord, connective tissue rod, and gill slits. The first vertebrates may have evolved when sea squirt development arrested at the larval stage, preserving these features into adulthood. Human evolution likely involved similar timing changes. We retained juvenile chimpanzee characteristics, like large cranial vaults and small faces, suggesting developmental slowdown preserved youthful traits into maturity. The Human Genome Project revealed a paradox. Humans and chimpanzees share nearly identical proteins, more similar than different mouse species, yet look completely different. The answer lies in the 98% of our genome that doesn't code for proteins. This vast territory contains switches, short DNA sequences controlling when and where genes activate. Think of genes as ingredients and switches as instructions for when to add each one. A mutation causing extra fingers isn't in the finger-building gene, but in a switch nearly 1 million bases away. When researchers placed a snake's limb control switch into mice, the mice failed to develop digits, revealing how snakes lost limbs through switch modifications while keeping normal genes. We differ little from chimps in proteins, but greatly in appearance because switches control gene activity during development. Evolution's great transformations happen not by inventing new genes, but by rewiring when and where existing genes activate, creating dramatic changes from subtle modifications. Thomas Hunt Morgan's lab discovered beautiful monsters, fruit flies with four wings or legs sprouting from heads. These mutations revealed Hox genes, master controllers arranged on chromosomes like beads on a string, their positions mirroring body organization from head to tail. These identical genes appear in earthworms, frogs, mice, and humans, revealing universal developmental principles. Deleting specific Hox genes in crustaceans created experimental monsters with transformed limbs mimicking natural species diversity. In mammals, these genes provide genetic addresses to body segments forming vertebrae and ribs. Delete certain mouse genes, and sacrum segments become lumbar vertebrae instead. Surprisingly, fish possess the same hand genes, but build fin rays instead of digits. The fin-to-limb transformation didn't require new genes, it repurposed existing ones. Evolution's great revolutions involve using ancient features in new ways, demonstrating how the same genetic toolkit builds vastly different body plans across the animal kingdom. Our genome resembles a musical score, where phrases repeat and vary to create diverse compositions. Nature constantly duplicates and modifies DNA segments. We have multiple hemoglobin forms for different life stages, and our color vision relies on three opsin proteins, all duplicated from ancestral genes. Our enlarged brain, which nearly tripled in size from our Australopithecine ancestors, evolved through gene duplication. Researchers found genes active in human cortical tissue, but absent in monkeys, created through duplicating primitive genes. These duplicates sit end-to-end in unstable genomic regions. People with duplications develop larger brains, while those with deletions have smaller ones. Barbara McClintock discovered genes could jump between genome locations. Though colleagues doubted her, her persistence proved prescient. Jumping genes exist in every species tested. About 70% of our genome consists of these mobile elements, creating a genomic battlefield where conflicts between jumping genes and our DNA drive evolutionary innovation through constant molecular warfare. At the placenta's boundaries sits syncytin, a molecular traffic cop controlling nutrient exchange. Biochemists discovered its DNA sequence matched viruses, particularly HIV. An ancient virus invaded our ancestors' genome, was neutered, and repurposed for placental development. Similarly, the ARC protein, essential for memory, has an identical structure to viral components. Genetic mapping revealed all land animals possess this gene while fish don't, suggesting viral infection occurred 375 million years ago. The human genome contains roughly 8% viral remnants, over 100,000 dead viruses, some repurposed for pregnancy and memory, others dormant. Evolution doesn't progress in orderly fashion. Life flows like a braided river, not a straight channel. With 10% of our genome from ancient viruses and only 2% our own genes, we are living museums of repurposed parts. Every breath uses lungs that evolved in fish. Every memory relies on proteins borrowed from viruses. Your body plan follows the same genetic language as fruit flies. We are not separate from nature, but woven into its deepest fabric, carrying billions of years inside every cell.